सर्वभूतस्थितं यो मां विचित्य एकत्वमास्थितः सर्वथा वर्तमानोऽपि स योगी मयि वर्तते। सर्वभूतस्थितं यो मां सर्वभूतस्थितं दैट एस्पेक्ट ऑफ गॉड हू सिचुएटेड इन ऑल लिविंग बीइंग सर्वभूतस्थितं यो that person, the person, mom and me. So Krishna is talking about two manifestations. The manifestation situated in all living beings, that is the super soul, and mom, that is Krishna. Vajatya ekatuma asthitaha, and vajatya, and worships him ekatuma asthitaha, understanding them to be one. Asthitaha, being situated as one. That means the Lord in the heart and me are one. Sarvatha vartamanopi. In all situations, vartamanopi. So yogi mai vartate. Which a yogi stays in me in all situations. So this verse is giving us a link between 29 and 30. 30th verses. The 29th verse was Sarvabhutasthamatmanam sarvabhutani chatmani ikshate yoga yuktatma sarvatra samadarshanaha. So it's stated that Sarvabhutasthamatmanam, one who is situated in all living beings, sarvabhutani chatmani, and one in whom all living beings are situated, ikshate yoga yuktatma, ikshate, and sees yoga yuktatma, that one sees yoga yuktatma. That means one sees that actually all these people are situated in, those who are situated in yoga yuktatma, situated in, are engaged in yoga. So sarvabhutasthamatmanam sarvabhutani chatmani ikshate yoga yuktatma sarvatra samadarshanaha. The person sees everything equally. So essentially the 6.29 is talking about seeing that being who resides in all hearts and in whom everything resides. And it is said that such a person sees everywhere equally. Samadarshanaha. And the next verse 6.30 states that Yo mam pashyati sarvatra sarvam cha mai pashyati tasyaham na pranashyami sa cha mai na pranashyati. So it says that one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, such a person is never lost to me, and nor am I lost to him. So now in one sense, the two verses are very similar, at least in their first two lines. So 9.29a is very similar to 9.30a. Sarvabhutasthamatmanam Yo mam pashyati sarvatra and sarvabhutani chatmani sarvam cha mai pashyati. So there, that being is referred to in the third person, whereas that being is referred to in the first person in 9.30. So Krishna is stating in 9.31 that these two beings are actually one. So now why does Krishna have to refer things in such a complex way? First refer in third person, then in the first person, and then say that actually that which is being talked about in first and third person are the same. The point here is that Krishna is talking about progressively higher levels of realization. So there is one absolute truth, but he manifests as Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagwan. And when he manifests in multiple manifestations like this, there is progressive realization of these manifestations. So first Krishna is described in 29th the Paramatma realization, and 30 is described the Bhagavan realization. And now somebody may think, are these two different realizations? That doubt Krishna clarifies by stating, no, they are not different. They are one and the same. So accordingly he states that Sarvabhutasthitam yomam bhajatye ekatvama astitaha. So ekatvam, oneness Krishna is talking about. But the oneness he is not talking about of the soul with God. He is talking about the oneness of the super soul with Krishna. He is talking about the oneness of two manifestations of God over here. That manifestation of God is present in all living beings and Krishna himself. And what happens, sir? Such a person who can see the oneness of the different manifestations of God, sarvatha vartamanopi, in all situations that person will be sayogi mai vartate. That person will be situated in me, mai vartate. Normally in this world we are situated in Krishna when things are clear to us, rather. So there is confusion, when there is a temptation, when there is illusion, then often we slide away from Krishna. But here Krishna is telling that those who can see the oneness in my various, in my super soul manifestation in me, will always be situated in me. That means that person has come to a level of spiritual realization that is so advanced that the ups and downs of life won't matter, that one will be able to go beyond material existence by this deep level of spiritual realization. Yogi mai vartate, that yogi will always be situated in me. So we too can meditate when we say take darshan of the Lord. We understand that the Krishna whom I am perceiving externally and the Krishna who is present internally within me, they are one and the same. And let me serve both of them. Let me remember that both of them are one, and let me serve whichever manifestation I can, and thus let me move onwards when I have the opportunity to serve Krishna in the manifestation of the deity by bowing down, by singing, by worshipping, by doing puja. Let me do that, and when I feel intimately connected with the super soul in the heart, when I sense the inner guiding voice of Krishna, when I get inspiration, when the voice of conscience checks me from wrong, at those times let me not only take that guidance, hear that voice, but let me also meditate on the fact this is my same beloved Lord who is speaking to me. So externally and internally, both ways, this Krishna is guiding me. Antar bahir sugatim vinaktim acharya chaitya vapusha sugatim vinaktim antar bahir. So that Lord is situated externally and internally and externally, and sugatim vinaktim ashuvam vidhanvan, that Lord removes impurities, Ashubham Midunvan, so was in the Bhagavatam 11th canto, and Sogatim Venaktim, where he removes our auspiciousness and points us towards our auspicious destination, towards Meher, we can attain lasting happiness. Sogatim Venaktim. So, when we are thus aware of Krishna's magnificence, as his Bhagavan manifestation, as his Parvatma manifestation, and understanding that they are the two same, both the two, that the two are the same one person, same one God. With this advanced level of theistic appreciation of God, will protect us from illumination, from illusion, and keep us situated in illumination, in enlightenment always. Thank you.